Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, the 15th day of November, 2010. On yesterday's Sunday broadcast, I didn't really get into the TSA. But today, we're going to be discussing it in great detail and also getting into the economy and the ongoing investigation of what happened on 9/11. That is all coming up. But there have been giant developments on the molestation frisk that are going on and the naked body scanners. Steve Watson is writing a detailed report right now for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that is the most important piece of the puzzle in this ongoing saga. Now, for those that ask, why do you cover this so much? Because it's now one of, if not the biggest stories in the world. It's a substantive story forced out into the mainstream by the alternative media. And if the globalists are able to put these naked body scanners in all the airports and train us to submit to it, and train us to submit to having our women and children have their crotches and breasts grabbed, and ourselves having our crotches grabbed, they can get away with anything. This is social conditioning, period, and Homeland Security now admits that. But just about 30 minutes ago, live on CNN, we'll play this clip when we come back, they had Mr. Pistol, the head of the TSA on, the minion of Big Sis, Janet Napolitano. And the reporter said, well, why do you trust a pilot to fly a plane, but you want to frisk them and touch their genitals? And the head of the TSA, when confronted with common sense, see, they try to just get away with this stuff, and they know the more brazen, the more they can get away with, the more you'll accept in the future. We're being brought into submission. We're being dominated. So Mr. Pistol, the head of the TSA, says, well, yes, I don't want to announce this now. But he's like a deer in the headlights, hit with common sense. And notice, just CNN 2 weeks ago was saying how great the naked body scans were. They were saying how great it was to be frisked. But now they have a Reuters poll. 97% of over 60,000 respondents say that they are not going to fly because of this. CNN admits they're losing over $9 billion a year just in lost travel, and I'll guarantee it's worse than that in the U.S. alone. Foreign travel to the U.S. is down by over a third, killing commerce, killing tourism. That's the plan. So I want to walk through why this is so important. But there they are, starting to capitulate. Okay, yes, the pilots are trusted. Yes, they do fly the plane. I don't want to make the announcement now, but yes, we're getting ready to, you know, have lighter frisk of them. Because you see, this is a strike, a worker strike. If the flight attendants and pilots say, you know what, I'm not having some minimum wage person on a power trip grab my genitals. That's already happening. All the major unions are saying it's over. And they went into meetings Friday with Napolitano, and she said, I don't care at all, is going to continue. And now she put out a USA Today report today that is all lies. And I got in this morning and I was reading it. I got in about 7:30 this morning here to the office, and it's just all lies, and it made my head spin because there's so many lies. Like she says, John Hopkins University has certified that the scanners are safe, and I went, wait a minute, I just read John Hopkins in the French news agency, their radiation department, radiology department, saying these things are very dangerous, and then I dug in my stack, and there it was. It's all lies. Wait till I go. I mean, that's the big scandal, is how much disdain they have for us. We're going to cover it when we come back. This is big. This is big.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The social engineers that are building this new world order have been pushing and pushing and doing more and more outrageous things, trying to sell us on tyranny. Always how they're doing it for our own good. Oh, we don't care if the majority of flyers in major polls don't want to be naked body scanned or don't want to have their genitals squeezed. We're doing this to protect passengers when passengers are flyers. And there's a full spectrum of this I want to cover because I didn't really get into it yesterday and there's been big developments since then. But the overall issue is this. The American people are learning how to find their spine again. The American people are learning how to get angry again. The American people are learning how to say no and use common sense again. For years, they've done the scans and the pat-downs at select airports of pilots. Why would you trust a pilot to fly a plane if they could use as a weapon or crash if you don't trust them to go through security without being searched? This is about the federal government engaged in a giant power grab over the Ninth and Tenth Amendment of states' rights. It's about the seizure of the infrastructure and commerce in this country. The power to control the roads and the airwaves is the power to destroy. And it is a huge federal power grab over the states. Homeland Security for years has already had drills and real operations at checkpoints on highways, bus terminals, train stations, from Houston, Texas to Boston, Massachusetts, from Los Angeles, California to Las Vegas, Nevada. They are doing it everywhere and announcing. See, oh, if there's a printer bomb or a, you know, any other type of bomb in a city, at a shopping mall, that's it. TSA's got to come take it over. You've got to go through it. If there's ever a bombing on a highway, sorry, from now on, to get in your car, you've got to go through a security check. I'm not joking. Toyota and others for years have talked about live cameras in your car hooked to the police department and kill switches being designed into the cars. This is all now being announced. This is a total electronic straitjacket by the people that want to protect us. Yeah, they want to protect their milk cows. They want to make sure that we produce for them and that we don't have an underground economy. You notice we see reports every week before I get into these latest developments on the TSA because it all ties together and this ongoing revolt. We see articles every week. Oh, little girls had a lemonade stand in their neighborhood. They were fined hundreds and hundreds of dollars and threatened with jail because a code enforcer saw it and came after them. Listen, prisoner, you don't have a garage sale without paying us money. Listen, prisoner, you don't mow yards for cash. Listen, prisoner, you don't do anything that we say you can't. Oh, the illegal aliens are offended in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California and Colorado by American flags. They pull them down everywhere they see them. And on Veterans Day, a 13-year-old flies an American flag on the back of his bike. Well, he's told he can't have the bike. And it's right here on KCRA television that the illegal aliens say they don't like the American flag. I mean, again, in America, the good guys are the bad guys. You understand that? Because the globalists run the country. They hate this country as well. And we're supposed to be politically correct and go, oh, Mexico teaches in schools to hate the U.S. Mexico teaches that the Southwest was stolen from them. Mexico, you know, is this narco-terrorist collapsed state, but we better not have American flags because it offends the illegal aliens, who are now basically half the population of California. Those new statistics just came out. It's amazing. And here's another one. And I want to put this up on screen if we can and show this slime ball, Michael Wolfson. It says Newcastle councilman calls cops on boys cupcake sale. I'm always seeing crazy stuff out of Newcastle. And this is Newcastle, New York. There's another one in Pennsylvania I see crazy stuff out of. And it says Newcastle councilman calls cops on boys cupcake sale. When Andrew DeMarchis and Kevin Graff, two 13-year-olds from Seven Bridges Middle School, set up a shop at the Guinery Park on a fall weekend last month. They were expecting a tiny profit. Instead, the two wannabe entrepreneurs selling cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and Rice Krispie treats for $1 a piece got a good taste of hard bureaucracy. And it goes on, Newcastle Councilman Michael Wolfson came upon the sale and called the cops on the kids for operating without a license. And it just goes on from there. And there he is. See, he's your master. He's your owner. And everything has to go through him. There's no commerce unless he gets his slice, his cut. And most of the money in our cities and counties and states goes to pay the national debt. Even if you're a state government or a local government, they've invested in the derivatives, that private debt, and so most of the money's gone. And you know, these city council people, they play off public ignorance. That's their credo, is that they know, the public doesn't know, that the budget is only one part of the money they tell you about. That's their expenditures, not their total receipts and investments, which is the annual comprehensive financial report. See, they don't tell you that. And so this guy literally sees everybody as his property and he sees children selling cupcakes, that's not going to be allowed. Now, I'll guarantee you, in his town, there are illegal aliens driving without driver's license, without insurance, working, without paying Social Security. He automatically knows, in land of the coward, home of the slaves, that that's okay. Because that's part of the plan. The government teamed up with the third world labor to drive down the wages and consolidate control. But he sees some young citizens selling cupcakes, it's over. And so he didn't just come up and say, hey, kids, you need to get a license to do this. He called the police. He called his enforcers. Hey, kid, don't have that American flag on your bike. Don't have an American flag on your shirt. And we're going to suspend you. We're going to expel you. Remember up in San Francisco? Turned out most of the kids wearing American flags were Hispanic. And the school had a policy. Look, you don't wear American flags. And first the media said, well, that was only on Cinco de Mayo. No, it's any day. Just like this new report shows in another town in California, a small town. They said, the Hispanic students didn't like the American flag. They're offended by it. That's in the KTXL update on this. Wait a minute. I mean, Hispanics, that's just a media term. That's somebody from Puerto Rico, somebody from Brazil, somebody from Argentina, Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador. Or for that matter, I guess you could say it could be somebody from Spain, Latin. So see how the media says all Hispanics want open borders. The actual polls show over 70%+ don't. But no, they don't call this what it is. This is highly nationalistic, America-hating gangs. See, Mexico isn't the old-fashioned tyranny that it was decades ago, where there were hard-working folks down there and there was just some corruption over them. Mexico has doubled its population. It's a hellhole now. The people are all fighting with each other down there. The number one sales item is bulletproof cars. That's the big boom down there. 28,000 dead in the last 2 years. That's worse than, per year in Vietnam. And the illegals are up here, and they see a bunch of fat, weak, domesticated, cowardly Americans who are trained to lick boots up and down. Nobody worldwide puts up with their wife and children having their genitals grabbed. North Korea doesn't even do that unless you've been arrested. I've gone and looked it up. See, we're so into how free we are and how tough we are that we're really a bunch of cowardly jellyfish. And so you've got these hardcore people from Mexico up here who've been taught that this country belongs to them, and they see an American flag, it gets torn off somebody's car. They see it at a post office, it gets torn down, and the Mexican flag gets run up. They see kids wearing American flags, Hispanic kids, hey, you take that stinking shirt off, buddy, this is Mexico, you understand? And the school comes in and says, that's right, take it off. And by the way, they admit Mexican flags are allowed. Oh, yeah. Because, again, the people that run this government hate this country. They're globalists. They'll work with anybody to bring this country down. Because as soon as your Bill of Rights and Constitution's gone, and it basically is gone now, they're going to take everything you've got. You know, talking about discrimination, there's now 111 giant firms like Walmart and companies like McDonald's that don't have to buy insurance for anybody. How is anybody going to compete if you've got a five and dime and you've got to buy expensive insurance for all your employees, but Walmart doesn't? I mean, there's already hardly any five and dimes left that aren't Walmart. How are you going to compete with Walmart, who has lower standards than anybody else, who has deals with the Chinese government to produce goods at a price no one can compete with, and now they don't have to have insurance for their employees, but you do. If you're an individual, a company of one, and can't afford it, hey, don't worry, the government will just come seize your bank account. But if you're Walmart or Burger King or McDonald's and 109 other companies, or 108 other companies, you're A-OK. See, that's total discrimination, and it's unfair trade practices, but the system doesn't care. See, Liberalism isn't liberal. It's a bunch of bank robbing crooks. We'll be right back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
This TSA situation is huge. It's big. That's why we've been spending so much time on it. There's been giant new developments on this front. It's coming up in the next segment. But getting back to levels of corruption never before seen, what the globalists are creating is a class system where if you're a government bureaucrat or you're somebody with a national security clearance, you're above the law. You get to go around the line. You don't have to have your wife's breast squeezed, your children molested. But for everybody else, you do. And it's the same thing with President Obama ramming through the health care written by the insurance companies to make 30-plus million Americans buy overpriced insurance, and allows the government to set the standards of care of what type of tests and surgeries you will get, and admitting that it is a death panel. I mean, I've been fighting the globalists for 15 years full-time, 17 years since I've really been awake, and I still get amazed by how much they lie. I mean, there are death panels written right into that thing. And now after they passed it, they admit it. Yeah, we are going to cut what health care somebody gets, and we'll be able to hire more teachers. So see, they also get us fighting over the resources. But it's so illegal. It's so discriminatory. It's so unfair to have 111 major, you know, Fortune 500 companies, from McDonald's to Walmart, they don't have to get health insurance for their employees. And, of course, all those companies would have done, this is why Obama's giving them the waivers, is lay off a bunch of people and make their employees pay for their own health care. That's how it works. See, if you're paid $15 an hour, the company you work for is matching your Social Security, your workers' comp, all of it. They're probably paying $7 on top of the $15. You're getting paid $25 an hour. You're getting paid more like $35 an hour. Somebody at Wendy's getting paid $9 an hour. Their boss is probably kicking in more like $14, $15 an hour. This is all the hidden taxes out there. So the dumbed-down public's like, yeah, I want some free health care. Thank you so much, Mr. President. I don't have to worry about my car payment or my house anymore. Remember all those idiots 2 years ago when he got elected? A year and a half ago or when he got into office? Remember all of that? Yeah, where's your Valhalla now? And then they announced, oh, the health care doesn't cover pre-existing conditions in old people and children. Oh, I'm afraid you got to go out and buy your own insurance. Oh, you don't have the money for it? Don't worry. You're making $15,000 a year, $16,000 a year, right at, you know, the poverty line. We're just going to go ahead and grab part of your paycheck. And now you're going to get Medicare or Medicaid. What did the British government announce 2 months ago? And now they're going ahead with it. All of the paychecks in England, they're reportedly saying, they're trying to phase it in next year, will be deposited digitally with the government, and then it will take out what it wants. So, of course, in England and the U.S., they're trying to ban garage sales or give people million-dollar fines if they don't get a permit. That's Associated Press, if you don't believe me. I mean, think about that. All these big mega corporations, they're all above the law. They don't have to get anybody insurance. Now they can cut the prices of their goods, and they can shut down all their competition because they're the insiders. It's the same thing with the carbon taxes in Europe, in Spain, and other areas, and now in California. If you're an insider, you can have broken sprinkler heads pouring water into the street every day. You don't get a fine or a fee. You can have all the carbon dioxide and carbon footprints you want. Nothing's going to happen to you. Oh, but if you're a little local company or a home, you're going to be squeezed. The bureaucrats are coming. See, big government's written to keep the little guy from ever climbing out of poverty into the middle class. That's one enemy of the elite, but the biggest enemy is the middle class climbing out of the middle class into new wealth. Or nouveau riche, as the French call it, and then into the elite. No, no, no. That's the big no-no. That's what's really bad. That's what has to be stopped. But now, in land of the free, home of the brave, they don't just fondle your wife and children and put them through radiation systems. They don't just do that now in America. No. No, your company that employs 25 people, it's going to have to, next year, get insurance for everyone there. See, I'll have to lay off some folks. So will you. Cut the other people's pay. But then McDonald's and Walmart, no problem. They don't have to. That's the ultimate discrimination, economic discrimination.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Mr. Alan S. Binder, conceded that the North American Union style of free trade will put as many as 40 million American jobs at risk of being shipped out of the country in the next 10 to 20 years? Is this what Americans want? Do they want to go into depression and people be without work and cannot support their families? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're doubting me, because I know a lot of you do that, you can't believe this stuff's happening, neither can I. Drudge Report's got it linked up there for several days. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services approved applications for waiver of annual limits requirements on the section of the health care bill. And it's got things like Jack in the Box and Cracker Barrel in there. But this is only one group of waivers. There's another group of waivers that did get some attention. On the 7th of October in USA Today, McDonald's, 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers. How do you give elite companies waivers and then not give the general public waivers? But Jerem was pointing out that if you read the list of this latest 111 waivers, how are they not going to give my operation a waiver? Most people that work here, they do not want health insurance. I mean, if they wanted it, we'd go out and get it. They've either got their own or don't think they need it right now. But the issue here is, how do they do this? How do they get away? I mean, it came out a year and a half ago when they were taking over Chrysler and GM, and the government was giving them billions of taxpayer money, that the Obama administration went to dealerships, some of them over 80 years old, worth millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, you know, healthy, good dealerships, and would take them away from Republican donors or people who've never donated to the Democrats, and then would give them to Democratic operatives or would let the Democratic operatives keep their dealerships. I mean, this is a group of naked, thug-like gangsters. And where are the criminal Republicans? They should be calling for indictments and impeachments and immediate repeal of this now. Getting up on their hind legs and saying, look at how outrageous this is. We have the moral high ground. It's just like that CNN host we're about to play. He looks to John Pistole, and says, the head of the TSA, and says, you let pilots fly the planes? That's a lot more powerful weapon than a bomb or a gun. Well, why are you naked body scanning them? Why are you searching them? He goes, well, these are a special trusted group. Well, yeah, we're all trusted. We could all just start killing people, and no amount of security would stop it. But see, that's the idea. As the attacks continue at bus stops and malls, the feds have announced they want this same culture of federal goons everywhere, on every street corner, checkpoints. This is their power grab. This is their takeover. And these big defense contractors, they then get the billions of dollars in profits from the face scanning cameras and the license plate reading cameras and the data mining software and the mobile naked body scanners. And then in every case, where do the cartridge bombs and the underwear bombs and the shootings at Fort Hood lead back to? Directly to the military-industrial complex. Red-handed. The media comes out and goes, well, yes, the government, U.S. government, did help get Mutalib, the underwear bomber, on the plane, but we're not going to discuss it. Yes, it's true, Anwar al-Awlaki hangs out with the CIA and Pentagon, and he's number one in al-Qaeda, but and he's running the attacks. Give up your rights. Let's not talk about how he's at the Pentagon. It's just all in your face. So, oh, you don't give money to the Democrat crime machine. We're going to take your car dealership. We own Chevy now. We own GM now. I mean, we need to just rise up verbally and point out, you're a bunch of stinking crooks. And the rest of the sheep are going to follow. Again, I'm getting into the TSA right now. This is so big. You realize history is being made right now? People are like, some people, most people totally understand. Some people send me emails or I see comments and they say, why are you covering this so much? Well, I'm going to walk through it again and then get into all the latest developments, okay? Because Homeland Security has stated that everything you see going on in the airport is going to go on at colleges, K through 12 public schools, highways, malls, sports stadiums, movie theaters, everywhere is going to have federal goons way outside the 10th Amendment putting their hands on you and training you to be a slave. The airports are the beta test. That is admitted, and they're now rolling it out. Okay? So if we don't stop them here, we're never going to stop them. This is also the first big revolt that is nonviolent, that is a true strike, where the pilots are saying they're not going to fly. The flight attendants are saying they're not going to fly. The citizens are saying they're not going to fly. And it's hurting the big airlines and the hotels by billions of dollars a month, and that's all these people care about. So they're now going to Napolitano and saying, hey, can't you at least let the pilots fly? You know, we got to trust them. And the government today said, yes, we're going to, in the near future, give them some different screening. And then, of course, they'll come back a year later and try to put it back in place. They're masters of, all, you know, take us a mile, we push them back a half mile. Then they push us 2 miles, we push them back a mile. They always want more, more, more. These are control freaks. These are perverts. These are sadists. That's why they're in government. They enjoy doing this. They enjoy power over people. They enjoy taking over society. They like it. Okay? Now, I want to play this John Pistole clip. The whole thing is going up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com in minutes. We've got a big article about Janet Napolitano's lies, and that's coming up in a moment. But first, let's go ahead and play this major cave-in, this major capitulation. And you better believe the TSA controllers, the lobbyists making billions off these machines, you better believe they're loading up bombs right now. And it's going to be incredibly obvious. A lot of mainstream news is already suspecting the government. Glenn Beck's talking about Oklahoma City being an inside job. The Democrats may stage more. Geraldo Saturday night came out and said he wants to look at Building 7 and that there may be something to this and that he was wrong about 9/11 truth. It's over. People know. And you can't control everybody. It's over, criminals. And for those of you that have a fetish of hating Muslims, look, it's the government bringing in the Muslims at record levels. It's the government that says Homeland Security is for gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, libertarians. Even if you want to keep sucking your thumb of the Muslim hatred, then at least understand it was a bait and switch. Okay, so for your own little mind, Muslims are evil, okay? I'm not saying that, but just for your own little world, they're the devil. Now, the Homeland Security was set up for you, buddy boy, because you got a back 40 and an old farmhouse and know how to plant tomatoes. They don't like you. It's set up for you. You understand that? Get that through your brain right now. Let's go ahead and play this clip of the head of the TSA caving in to common sense. Here it is.
And Sully Sullenberger has fired the latest volley in this, now saying, I don't understand what the purpose of screening pilots is. And some people at home might ask, you know, the biggest weapon that a pilot could possibly have if he or she wanted to commit an act of terror is in their hands. It's the aircraft. So why are we even screening pilots?
Well, that's obviously been an issue for a while, John, and trying to use an intelligence-driven, risk-based approach. We had some good conversations last week with the pilot groups, and we're continuing that this week. And I believe we are finding a good way forward on that as we try to manage risk as to the security we need to apply to those groups for those very reasons.
Does it make sense to you to screen a pilot for weapons if, again, they've got the biggest weapon they could possibly have in their hands?
Well, obviously, they are a trusted group in so many different ways, and so it makes sense to do some type of different type of screening, which we will explore, and I think have a way forward here in the near future.
So things will change when it comes to pilots, will they?
Well, I don't want to broadcast anything prematurely, but I think there are options that we are looking at that will make sense.
All right, that's very interesting. Now, what about this fellow over the weekend in San Diego, John Tyner? Didn't want to go through the body scanning machine, and then when he was subjected to a pat-down, he was uncomfortable with the level of pat-down that he was going to be subject to, and then he was escorted out of the airport and then told that he might face a $10,000 fine. What's your take on that episode?
Well, obviously, everybody has their own perspectives about their personal screening. And again, it gets back to the issue of what are we doing to ensure everybody else on that flight that people have been properly screened. So if Abdul Muttalib from 1225 had said, well, look, I don't want you doing a pat down.
Well, you helped him get on the plane. It paused right there. It paused. Look at this guy. He knows full well the U.S. government got him through the Amsterdam airport, past the naked body scanners that his bosses made money on, and that a sharp-dressed man was able to get him on the plane without a passport. And then it came out it was done through the State Department. They got him on the plane. They did it. They're the ones right out in the open. Who investigates the TSA? Who investigates the minimum wage elephant rear-ended fat bodies that they've got running around groping everybody? I mean, who's going to stop somebody pulling up at an airport with a machine gun just shooting everybody? Who's going to stop a suicide bomber running into an airport? Okay, you're going to put a security perimeter around the airport. What's going to stop them from walking into a 7-Eleven? Oh, we're going to put federal guards outside of 7-Eleven? What's going to stop somebody from putting an IED out on the highway? Nothing's going to stop them. The truth is nobody's doing it but the feds. And the feds have been training local police for at least 5 years that there's about to be IEDs detonating in every community and to harden their police departments against the people. That's all admitted. And guess who they tell the cops the bad guys are? They tell them veterans are going to bomb you. No, the feds are going to bomb local cops to have those weak-minded people go and grovel to the feds and follow all their orders and become secret police for them in this Stasi takeover. Aren't you smart enough to get it, cops? Aren't you smart enough to understand it? Don't you understand? We've got swindling offshore banks raping the country seven ways to Sunday. Can't you get that through your head? Don't you understand it? Now, I want to get into Big Sis's lies, and we're having a detailed report written on this that's set to go up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com in the next few minutes. And I think this is one of the most important articles we've done because we're on the offensive. If they fail here, if despite all their stage terror and everything they're doing, if they fail here, they're not going to be able to federalize all our communities with the 72 threat fusion centers. They're not going to be able to take over all of our societies. People are going to say, well, wait a minute, terrorists could attack anywhere or anytime. Why are we just doing this in airports? People are getting the common sense. So they've got to force it through on us, and they're scared, and they're desperate, and they're having to respond. There's been a backlash against TSA for 9 years. Tourism is way down from all over the world of the U.S. and inside the U.S. It's killing the hotels and theme parks and airlines. And the feds, we have another article out today, actually don't care. They want to bankrupt the airlines. They want to quasi-nationalize them. They only have two or three carriers that are insiders. They want to ban non-essential travel. That's mainstream news. We have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Homeland Security trying to shut down air travel. So we know what they're doing. We know this is part of Agenda 21. But I saw this article this morning in USA Today, Napolitano responding. See, they're in trouble. And every word in here is a lie. And if you get this out to people and point out, regardless of what you think of all this screening, she is lying. Regardless of what you think of all this screening, she is lying to you. And I made a special video today that Rob Dews in there editing to put up on the web dealing with her being caught red-handed lying. Tell him pop a tape back in the camera during the next break. I want to shoot an addendum video to add on to the video he's putting together. See, I mean, there's so many lies here that I want to go over. It's again, even if you think your wife being groped is great because you've got a fetish of being scared of men with turbans and all the rest of it, but then the guys with turbans are exempt from being searched, you need to understand she's a liar. Everything in this article is a lie. Napolitano, this is written by her, scanners are safe. Pat downs discreet. And then she goes into the terrorist attacks they thwarted. Actually, in every case, they were behind it. The Detroit operation, all the rest of it. And that's on record. So she tells you about the terror attacks that her bosses ran and how they kept you safe from them. How they kept you safe from that. And then she goes on with the other lies. She says pat downs are discreet. Having a man grab your genitals or grab your breast is not discreet. And everyone's pointed out they do this in the common area with hundreds of people around you, and they make women raise their dresses. They make men take their pants down. That's on record. They squeeze you. There's nothing discreet about it. So she says scanners are safe. That's a lie. Got all these scientists and the federal government and the Atomic Energy Agency saying it's not safe. And she says in the opening line, it's all lies. See, it's a culture of lies. There are no death panels. Now they go, oh, death panels are good. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Oh, yes, I did. It's they love it. They love lying. It's what they do. And they're counting on you not doing research. So scanners are safe. That's a lie. Pat downs are discreet. That's the headline. And the biggest lie here is that they're safe. She quotes Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory as saying it's safe. And the Food and Drug Administration, who approved aspartame, by the way. and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the folks that told you Building 7 didn't fall at free fall speeds when it did. But actually, without even looking today, because there's hundreds of agencies and groups saying it's deadly, I happen to have the French news agency here, AFP, Dr. Michael Love, who runs the X-ray lab at the Department of Biophysics and Biophysical Chemistry at Johns Hopkins. That's the folks that would know. University School of Medicine told AFP. He said, we know they are hazardous to your health. He says you are risking your life when you go through the machines. I mean, and I could literally go through hundreds of these. I mean, even the university she cites, they go to the physics department, not the radiology department. It's like, hey, I need somebody to fix my car. I'm going to go hire an arborist who cuts trees. Or I need somebody to pull my tooth. I'm going to go to a homeless man to do it. I mean, this is, we're going to continue with our lives when we get back.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
So it's discreet to grab your private parts in front of everybody at the airport. And the scanners are safe. Doesn't matter if the actual federal boards that deal with radiology say they're very dangerous. And that's in CNN and USA Today. No, they can just go find NIST, who's their pet scammers, who deal with standards in technology, and have them tell you everything's fine. She also lies and says these are the same pat-downs we've always been doing. These are new enhanced pat-downs. They announced those 3 weeks ago. That's what finally drove people over the edge. Notice they always want more, 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 more. I guarantee you, if we didn't say no here, they would start calling for cavity searches. Because, you know, they're going to have one of their stooges that they bust, some drugged-up zombie they get on a plane. They'll even have the government getting them on the plane. The drugged-out zombie might even be in a hospital gown. I mean, basically, Mutalib was. And they get him on, and, oh, he had a hand grenade up his rear end. He had a hand grenade up his rear end. They have mules that swallow, you know, just tons of heroin or have it sewed into them. There's only a matter of time till they do a stunt, and then, sorry, proctology exam, or sorry, we've got to do a chest x-ray. They're already talking about that. There's no end to it. If somebody ever bombs a Baptist church, we're going to have federal armed guards at the Baptist church. If somebody ever bombs a pizza place, we're going to have checkpoints at all the pizza places. This is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. So she goes on to say these are the same pat-downs we've always been doing. Liar. You are a liar, Napolitano. There's no end to your lies. We've got a report coming out on this. And as soon as I have the headline that Steve Watson has gone with, you better believe we're going to make this a search term today, because these search terms, as Max Kaiser said Friday, are having a huge, huge effect. Here's one of the headlines, TSA caves on molesting pilots. That's a key story up at prisonplanet.com. That is big news. And we've got Homeland Security trying to shut down air travel that goes through the admissions of the UN and others, that they want to put taxes on airlines and, quote, shut down non-essential travel. But in other developments, hundreds of publications, Forbes, Chicago Tribune, they have headlines like Government in Your Pants, Chicago Tribune, or Forbes, Abolish the TSA. And again, if you really believe that Al-Qaeda is real and Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon, but that's no big deal, let's just ignore that, and buildings blow up and fall at free fall speed. Of course, there's a Chinese building here in my stack burning today. It's been burning for a long time. Nothing's collapsed. I'll have to cover that later. I mean, if you really believe all these fairy tales, why don't they just profile Muslims? Why don't they just profile people with Middle Eastern names? Well, I mean, the government already knows everything about you. They're already spying on everything. They know. They've got databases. Every time it's a real terrorist, it turns out they're trained at U.S. military bases. They're protected by the U.S. government. Their houses are paid for by the government. They're given visas by the government. They're helped to get on airplanes by the government. The government cooks the bombs for them. The government wants to be your daddy. It wants to run everything. It wants the keys to the cupboard so it can control you. It's very elementary. They get trillions of dollars tax exempt a year for the military-industrial complex. And, of course, they're staging this stuff. It's time to grow up and realize that. We're going to be right back with the economic news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.